This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Vista Vaccines from Merck Animal Health. Have you considered installing wind or solar energy to run an agricultural operation, like a hog barn? We talk with the Energy Division Manager for a well-known Iowa company about the cost and benefits of renewable energy in a moment.
The beef business. It rewards the progressive, the doers, the ones who know what it takes to go easy on cattle and never set them back. That's why there are Vista vaccines from Merck Animal Health. Labeled for use in pregnant cows and nursing calves and delivering proven duration against the toughest challenges. So set your eyes on the horizon, turn your back to the wind, and move your herd forward. Vista vaccines, always ahead.
Ben Nully attended the Iowa Power Farming Show last week and spoke with Jake West, manager of Van Wall Energy.
Well, we primarily sell wind turbines and solar panels to the agriculture community as a means to help our customers save money, be more profitable, more competitive in their marketplace, and reduce that risk of rising electric costs in the future.
How many solar panels do you typically put on a hog barn to power it?
Well, a typical 2,500 head wean to finish building would need about a 45 kW solar array. And I think that's about 150 panels, roughly. We typically, you know, we can put them either on the roof or the ground-mounted situation. We prefer the ground-mount situation because long-term I think it will be the better option. But it just varies. Each site is a little bit different, and we like to work with the farmers and try to meet their needs. Yeah, during the winter time, we got issues with snow, obviously, so it's a little easier for the snow to slide off the array when it's on the ground because we're at a 30-degree tilt angle, which is best for the sun to collect the energy. On the roof, if we're dealing with a 412 pitch, a little less of a slope, a little harder to get the snow off, whereas on the ground, the customer, the person can go out there and pull the snow off if needed. But we kind of take that in perspective, you know. We don't have as much sun in the wintertime, and so all that's figured into our calculations.
Now, how long have you guys been around?
Well, Van Wall Group has been around for 45 years, a family-based owned company. And the energy division, which I head up, has been around for 5-6 years. Well, the owner, Don Van Howling, really was looking for a way to help our customers be more profitable and reduce that risk of rising electric costs on each of their own farm sites. And he originally looked at wind energy and now solar as a means to do that.
If you could give a rough estimate, I guess, how much cost saving is this compared to regular electricity?
Well, I can tell you this. Most of our customers are paying around 12 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity, and we can produce electricity for 3 cents. And so normal payback we would see with incentives like a tax credit or REAP grant, we'd see a 3 to 4 year payback on their investment. And it's a very good long-term, low-risk investment because the solar panels are warrantied for 25 years on output, on production. We have a 20-year warranty on the racking and 25-year warranty on the inverters. So it's a very low-maintenance, low-risk investment.
Jake, thanks for your time today.
All right, thank you.
Van Wall Energy is based in Perry, Iowa. You can find them online, energy.vanwall.com. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.